Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine. The master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine. The master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. Hungry hearts he's calling, come and dine. Come and dine, the master's calling. Come and dine. Come and dine. The master's calling. Come and dine. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry hearts he's calling. Come and dine.
Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome again to the Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Well, friends, God is not angry with you. He loves you, and he wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. I'd like to open and pray. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness this day to bring forth your word, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, we want to look at what is God's nature like? What does God think of you? We go to John 15:9, and Jesus said, I have loved you just as the Father has loved me. Abide in my love, continue in his love with me. Well, what he's saying there, even as his disciples demonstrated their characteristic misunderstanding, he called them his friends, not his servants. Jesus knew his own execution was only hours away, yet he concerned himself with comforting these flawed and stumbling men. He spoke of preparing them for a place in heaven. But again and again he returned to the theme of his constant love for them. God has not changed. His constant love for you never changes. Just like Jesus concerned himself with comforting these flawed and stumbling men, he's concerned for you. His constant love for you, his friends. He calls you his friends. There is a good side and a better side to God's unchanging love. The good side is that God won't wake up in the morning and decide he's had enough of you. The better side is that even when you wake up in the morning and you decide you've had enough of him, he will still love you. John 13:1, having loved his own, we were in the world. He loved them to the end. See, friends, when the Bible tells us that God's love is unlimited, I think it means God's love is something like the love of a mother in this story, about a boy who was the apple of his parents' eyes. Tragically, in his mid-teens, the boy went away. He dropped out of school, began associating with the worst kind of crowds. One night he staggered in, into his house at 3 a.m. completely drunk. His mother slipped out of bed and left her room. The father followed, assuming that his wife was in the kitchen, perhaps crying. Instead, he found her at his son's bedside, softly stroking his matted hair as he lay passed out on the bed. "What are you doing?" the father asked. And the mother simply answered, "He won't let me love him when he's awake." Friends, loved ones, God's love for you is unlimited. If you don't know this loving God as your Savior, then this is your day. There is a free gift of eternal salvation being offered. Romans 10:13. For all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Will you pray with me? Just follow me along in this prayer. Just follow us along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness. Come into my heart. I take you as my Lord and Savior. Well, friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, I believe you got born again. Get into a good Bible-based church and read your Bible each day if possible. Give God first place in your life, and he will take you places that you never dreamed. Well, friends, the message today, God works for your good. Romans 8:28, and we know that all things God works for the good of those who love him and who have been called according to his purpose. What God's saying here, God has a plan to take every adversity and every hardship you go through and use it. It's not that he wants to beat you down and make your life miserable. No, God's dream is to take the difficulty and supernaturally turn it around and use it to bring good. He will use those tough times to bring you out stronger and more mature and prepared for promotion. Goodness, mercy, and unfailing love are God's plan for you. You may not understand everything that's going on in your life right now, but I encourage you to keep your head held high. Know that God is working in your life. Keep being faithful. Keep doing the right thing. Know that in the end, God is going to turn things around in your favor. If God is for you, who can be against you? No one. Greater is the one who is in you than anyone who can be against you. No matter what's going on around you today, you can put your shoulders back and put your smile on your face, because God is working things together for your good because he loves you. Friends, thank the Lord for his goodness and faithfulness in your life. Thank him for what he's done and for your past and what he's preparing for your future. Let me share with you a poem entitled "The Most Beautiful People." The most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These people have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen. There has been a cost. Well, friends, this part of the program, we'll be praying for the sick shortly. We are called to do the works of Jesus, to proclaim his message and to do his deeds. Luke 10:19, "Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." The church has been given authority over the demonic realm to trample on. Meaning casting out serpents means casting out the sickness and scorpions and all forms of diseases. We have the power and over the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you, amen. Acts 6:7 says, and great crowds of people with one accord listened to the heeding what was being said by Philip. As they heard him and watched the miracles and wonders which he kept performing, foul spirits came out of many who were possessed by them, screaming and shouting with a loud voice, and many of them who were suffering palsy and were crippled were restored to health. In this verse, we see the church in action with the authority given by Jesus Christ. There were miracles and wonders. Foul spirits were cast out, and many who were possessed by foul spirits, they were screaming and shouting with a loud voice, and many who were suffering from whatever sickness they had were restored to health. Friend, there was great joy in that city, and there always is great joy when the miracles are happening. We are to allow Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, to reproduce himself and his ministry in us and through us. Acts 10:38 says, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." See, during his earthly ministry, almost two-thirds of the ministry of Jesus Christ focused on healing the sick, curing the incurable, and setting the captives free from demonic influence. Matthew 14:14, "And when Jesus went out and saw a great multitude," or saw a great crowd of people, "and he was moved with compassion for them and healed the sick." Jesus constantly showed God's compassion towards the sick and suffering, tangibly demonstrating that healing and health are God's will for everyone. The goodness is that healing belongs to us today, because Jesus the healer is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's the good news. I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. For creative miracles now, lay your hand on the sick or hurting part of your body as I begin to pray, and believe you have received and you will have. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God. I rebuke and I cast out every form of infirmity. I cast out every form of disease. I rebuke and I cast out every cancer. You are cursed at the root. I command you to die, and I cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle to take place where it's needed. I command health and healing into every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command every life that is in torment or that is stressed, I command be healed and made whole. For your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. No good thing will be withheld. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, our Lord, are the joy of the morning. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness, Lord. You are our shepherd. You are our divine giver of life. Thank you, Jesus. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you, and be imparted to you and by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have. Amen. Well, friends, some are healed instantly. Some of the pains go instantly. Some don't. Some are still there. But the Bible says you shall recover. You shall get well. Some take seconds, minutes, hours, and days. I know in my own father's case, the the pain was still there and that with the cancer, but after several hours it left. See, fear and faith are opposite forces. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And act your faith, try moving. You'll find that the pains could be starting to subside. Look at, and most of all, look for the improvements. Test the area to see if there's an improvement. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Do not let fear come upon you. And use your authority as a believer. You have the authority now. If you're born again, you have the authority. Make sure you are living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Most important, don't listen to doubt or unbelief. Listen to good Christian music. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Well, my final prayer for you is that, and now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. From this day forward, may you walk out of the prison of resentment. May you live with joy that's unspeakable and filled with glory. May the past not control your future. May you rejoice with absolute joy, because in his presence is the fullness of joy. We receive forgiveness because this is the manifestation of the love of God in the body of Christ. Shalom. Amen.
me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I am in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. You're the living waters, ever flowing fountain, comforter and counselor, take complete control. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I'm in your presence. Fill me with your power. Live inside of me. Hey, cool.